The Spud from Outer Space by Susan Gates. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. Cruncher was furious with his thumb.
"Behave yourself," he raged at it. He'd just woken up, and there it was again, plugged into his mouth like a dummy. "Gotta stop doing that,"
Cruncher scolded it for the millionth time. No one outside his family knew about it, but it was still deeply embarrassing. It was something babies did. When he got dozy, just before he went to sleep, that thumb slid into his mouth like a fat pink slug.
"You're sucking your thumb in all your baby photos," Mum would say,
while Cruncher cringed.
"You are so sweet."
Cruncher wanted to stop. It was desperately urgent. Time was running out. He was grown up now. He was going to secondary school in September. Thumb-sucking wasn't the only bad habit Cruncher wanted to break. Number 2 on his list was crisp-eating. He was a crispaholic. He ate 6-7 bags a day. He'd even got his nickname, Cruncher, because of his passion for crisp-munching. But not any old crisps would do. It had to be his favourite brand, Chapel Crisps. They were made in a little factory converted from a church near where Grandad lived. They were the best, the crackliest crisps ever. On the noise scale, they scored 10 out of 10. 10.5! No other crisps came near. Cruncher never left home without several bags in his pockets. That was in case he couldn't get fresh supplies. Chapel crisps were hard to find. The corner shop sold them, but he'd never seen them anywhere else. The lady loading the crisp shelves at Tesco's had shaken her head.
"No, we don't sell those, love. Never heard of them."